The Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. This is Dr. Lee for America, here with another team of our whistleblowers who are bringing you the truth about the lies, deceptions, and all of the assaults on our way of life, your freedom, and your life. For such a time as this, we are here to bring you truth, hope, and solutions. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org, for medical help, legal help, and all of the other resources. Join us in our Faith Over Fear seminars each Tuesday night via Zoom at 8 o'clock Eastern Time every week. And now, here is your host for today.
Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. I'm Major Mike Gary, and this is going to be a faith segment, and it's going to be a little shorter than normal. This show will be about 30, 35 minutes, and it's about something that's happened this past week. I am recording this on 28 September of 2024, and there's been a lot of truths come out lately, and this is one that I want to address. It is about the public servants as hypocrites. And that specifically, I'm talking about the public servants that did us so much harm during the COVID tyranny time frame. And now we're kind of in this fallout period. So before I go any further, I just want to say that I am representing my own thoughts and opinions. I'm not representing any other organization, specifically the military, and operating for the Truth for Health Foundation. We just want to bring you the current news, the current revelations, as we kind of acted as the tip of the spear as it relates to, religious freedoms. COVID tyranny mandates that were so unhealthy and harmful to people, and just fighting for our freedoms that we are endowed by our Creator and that the Constitution validates, in all our founding documents. I want to thank the donors that have donated so generously to us. Again, we have used that money very wisely and stood up and fought legal efforts and battles. We've helped so many, stand up against the COVID tyranny mandates, and we have had some success and some wins with those funds. So we thank you for your generous donations over the time and help and supporting for legal grants. So we thank you very much. Just want to address this current issue with this Dr. J. Varma, who was the health department czar in New York City, which is like ground zero for the COVID madness that we've experienced over the last 4 years. And again, there's still some remnants of these mandates affecting people. They've tried to bring them back time and time again over these last couple years. For the most part, the American people won't have anything to do with it because they know they were tricked and taken. And the fallout, we have all these issues, health-wise, deaths, excess mortality, injuries now due to all these wrong steps that we made. And the way I look at it is kind of like every chance during these COVID 4 years, every chance that we could make a wrong step or a wrong move or a wrong decision, we did. We made the absolute wrong decision. So, in the military, we have this process called the military decision-making process, MDMP. And, it's kind of funny. None of that happened. It's a great process. The military has, really made an exceptional process to making an accurate decision or a timely decision in some cases. But, none of that was used. None of that was, all that wisdom was thrown out the window, and we just acted strictly on emotion. And whenever we could go full tyranny, we did. And so for today's show, a short show, but I want to address these two things. One is public servants as hypocrites, and number two, Christians not supporting each other during the COVID tyranny and continuing, right? And so this is a concern and an issue that I want to address because it hasn't seemed to fix itself yet. So Christians not supporting each other. And what comes to mind where we talk about this Dr. Jay Varma, who Steven Crowder was able, about a week ago or so, he was able to release undercover video of challenging the senior advisor for public health for New York City. He actually, sat down with him, tricked him into a lunch, sat down with him, and challenged his every decision on COVID. It was just outstanding. So there will be links to everything I'm talking about here, especially Steven Crowder's undercover video where he actually hammers this guy, and it's awesome. He actually shines the light on him, reveals him to be the hypocrite that he is. So this will all be attached and linked below. But with this, you had this Dr. Jay Varma going after this basketball star, Kyrie Irving. Okay? Which we will talk about more later. This will be like the Christian perspective in this faith report once I play the undercover audio. I'm going to play about 13, 14 minutes of this audio that Stephen Crowder did. And again, the links to the actual video will be below. And I'm gonna play it for you because it covers a lot of things. But this Kyrie Irving became the poster child for this Dr. Jay Varma. They focused all their attention on him and essentially made him an example of what not to do. You will follow our authority and our decisions, or we're going to make your life a living hell. And so anyway, this Kyrie Irving ended up being that. He couldn't play basketball. I'm not into basketball, so there's a lot I don't know about this, but I do remember them turning him into an absolute villain. And it was just sad. And I'm going to read this brief article here. Just kind of set the stage for the audio that you're about to hear from Steven Crowder. And it's entitled Kyrie Irving Reacts as Dr. Varma COVID Scandal Comes to Light. And it says Kyrie Irving has spoken out after some crazy allegations about New York City COVID czar Dr. Jay Varma have come to light. During COVID, NBA fans will remember that Irving refused to get vaccinated, which meant under New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, he was ineligible to play in his home games for the Nets at Bear Claws Center during 2021 and 2022 season. At the time, there was a global uproar for everyone about it and get ignited a huge debate that excuse me, about vaccinations and freedom of choice. Now it has been revealed that Dr. Varma wasn't even following his own protocols. So here's the hypocrisy piece to it. He himself put in place and has recently been fired as an executive vice president and chief medical officer of SIGA Technologies over it. That's SIGA Technologies, SIGA. Varma admitted he and his wife held two drug-fueled sex parties in a hotel in August and November of 2020, plus went to a dance party with around 200 people in June of 2021. He admitted all this after a video from a conservative podcaster, Steven Crowder, was released, which we're going to play, like I said, 13, 14 minutes of that. Varma says the video was a result of his having been targeted. Oh, he was targeted by an operative from an extremist right-wing organization determined to malign public health officials and take down the public health system. Is that like being targeted? Like he targeted Kyrie Irving? I'm not going to read the rest of the article, but, you know, Kyrie saw the video and on X and responded with, "God is truly the greatest, and the truth is always revealed in light." And I love what he said there. That's from Kyrie Irving. And I totally agree with him. And I totally believe that there will be accountability and justice. And it's starting to show up in big ways now. Okay, so I'm going to play for you the audio to what Steven Crowder and his group did addressing and confronting this Dr. J. Varma. You can listen now.
Today, I introduce you to Dr. J. Varma, the man widely touted as the COVID architect in charge of New York City's COVID response, the right-hand man to Mayor Bill de Blasio, who in his own words convinced the mayor to do the mandate. In short, the man who brought down a city that had 2,800 small businesses closed, never to be reopened, a city of failing test scores after over a million students were kept out of classrooms for more than a year, in a city where tens of thousands of New Yorkers simply left. Today's Mug Club Undercover video saw Varma brag to our journalist about his medical background at places like the CDC, his newfound celebrity.
It's kind of a treat to hear you describe me as a celebrity.
His influence over the city, how he was able to force mass vaccination on people by making them, quote, uncomfortable through applying both financial and social pressure.
It's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna get vaccinated.
And he even gleefully bragged that he was the man responsible for making it impossible for Kyrie Irving to play for the Nets. I wonder how Mr. Irving feels about that.
See, I like to keep that stuff private.
Of course, Varma himself wasn't affected. While New Yorkers were allowed to gather indoors and many watched their loved ones die alone, he bragged about having drug-fueled sex parties. You can watch the whole piece by clicking the link in the description there. But something important here, in reviewing the footage, one thing stood out to me. Not once did he show anything resembling remorse.
Yeah, you can keep it, yeah.
Never once did this man, the trusted authority for New Yorkers, and for many across the country, ever seem to have a remote interest in self-reflection or even the possibility of acknowledging the destruction that residents faced as the result of his policy. And if he's so sure about the righteousness of the policies he advocated, why didn't he follow them? Why did he demand submission through fear from the citizens of New York over something that he did not fear himself at all? That's the question that ate at me, and one that hasn't been answered by any of those caught violating their own guidelines since 2020, from Gavin Newsom to Gretchen Whitmer to Nancy Pelosi. Now, we may never be able to get them to answer, but today, I was able to ask.
Restrictions, no mandatory restrictions in New York, and I know this, I was always involved. There were no mandatory restrictions, and there was widespread COVID, and what happened? The entire city shut down because no cafe had a worker.
My point is, when there were shutdowns and restrictions, it seems like rules for thee, not for me, if you're having sex parties with people. And hotels.
I think the idea with all of that was basically, again,
if you're having sex parties and dance parties with 200 people while people there get punished if there are 10 or more at a gathering or more than 40, and you have a dance party of 500 people, that seems like, my question is, you obviously doing that.
Is that true with everything though in life?
No, not everyone's having sex parties when they encourage lockdowns for other people.
No, but there's a million rules.
If you weren't afraid of it, why those policies, my point. If you're afraid of it, you wouldn't be having sex parties and you wouldn't be having dance parties with 200 people when everyone else is locked down.
No, because I'm saying that it's not...
And not checking for vaccinations.
It's not...
Right?
No, the, it was
you know what
different
I'm,
issues. I mean, I think
you know what I'm talking about.
What I'm trying to get at is the main issue
it's
not about individual level risk. It's the same thing as driving.
But it is about you as a government official being the architect of the policy.
So those things are
having sex parties and having dance parties while businesses are being shut down. And New York sees an unemployment that's twice the national average as a result of policy.
During the time, I wasn't going to any dance parties in the first year and a half of COVID. I don't know what you're talking about.
You weren't having sex parties? And then dance parties?
No. My wife and I had a party with like 10 people who everybody got vaccinated. Not vaccinated, everybody got tested and things like that.
It was over 12 people when the gatherings at that point you had to do in secret because no one else could gather 10 or more. People were dying alone because they couldn't visit members in the hospital.
I think you're missing the bigger picture.
And when you had 200 at the dance party, that's five times the amount for everyone else living in this city.
I wasn't having a big deal. I don't know why you're talking about me specifically. I wasn't having dance parties. I was literally working
outside. Yeah, you did. A dance party of 200 plus people. You didn't check their vaccination status.
No, I went to.
It's not a secret.
Yeah.
It's like, when?
Oh, we're trying to move in.
No, they want to bring it up.
So our parents are coming this week, actually, like later this week.
Like in the summer, I think the first time I went to a dance party was like the summer of 20...
You understand, though, how that's a tough sell to the American people, the business owner.
We had an outdoor event in July.
I get to spend more time with
the summer of COVID or something like that. I think we were outdoor at an outdoor event in the summer of 2020.
I don't know how much.
Yes, I was in an event this summer of 2020.
So
it was an outdoor event.
You had sex parties.
You had a dossier on me?
Yeah.
Why? What is going on here?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been affected by this policy. And my question is genuine. Just level with me here.
More offensive?
Dude, you weren't afraid of it. Here, we got the mandate clip.
But why? What is going on here?
Get vaccinated? Sex parties. That you had sex parties where you rented a hotel.
And wait.
Everyone had a blast. The timeline is that is during the time when people were still being locked down. And then he had dance party later on. This was in May or June of 2021, which still would have been five times beyond the amount that everyone else in the city was permitted.
Yes, when the war happened. And they split.
The summer of 2021.
And Kyrie Irving wasn't able to play basketball because he wouldn't be vaccinated. But you're at a dance party.
What's going on? Are you trying to, like...
Yeah, I can tell you. So I'm Stephen Crowder.
Okay.
And I know everything that you have been talking about.
Okay.
And a lot of people have been negatively affected by your policies here in this country. And I just want you to level with me at this point. If you were living where you're not afraid of it,
we're going to try to say,
I mean, right now you're giving me the story of... It's only a certain amount of people who wear a mask. You haven't sex parties while that's happening. You haven't dance parties.
I'm also telling stories to somebody.
And you also
it's probably better if you get married.
So. And the teachers, you have kids. I mean, New York, the results have been abysmal. I mean, the decline in mathematics and education, the reading levels, it's twice the national.
But now, I don't know.
At what point is there some accountability or culpability for people?
You probably couldn't go wrong
in this city. This city is not what it was.
I like moving in with
you're the architect of COVID policy.
If
you could change it, would you still do it?
Yeah, when you live with someone, whether they're a roommate
and you were recording, would you still do it? I didn't realize that I was being set up for something.
I'm Stephen Crowder, and this is going to be for the public to see if you have anything that you want to say about
this
it.
Is like,
I have that question. I have one more question. De Blasio, is he a weenie because he didn't enforce more authoritarian measures, or is he a weenie because he didn't stand up to the teachers' union who irreparably harmed children?
But,
is he a weenie because he didn't do more to lock people down while you were living
high
on the hog?
Yeah,
or is he a weenie because he didn't have the spine to stand up to the teachers' union, who I think we would both agree.
My dad was saying, like... Oh, you read this news article?
Correct, and didn't do what was in the best interest of the kids and harmed a generation of students.
He's like, oh, it's very logical. And then my mom's like, on the more emotional side, she's like,
I wanted kids in school. The mayor wanted kids in school, but the teachers' union didn't. The teachers' union wanted all the teachers to stay home with Zoom so they'd be safe, even though it means the kids get hurt. So the mayor was screwed. But then he said he has to work for them for, like, votes.
That's the surest way to make sure you'll never get.
You know how tough that is for a parent to take?
Yeah. It's the long game, like you're saying. Dude.
Do you have children? School?
It's the same thing. In 5 years, it won't really matter what.
How do you think Kyrie Irving's going to react?
Exactly.
When he wasn't allowed to play basketball, and the people enacted that policy were having orgies, effectively.
This is a lot of weight to it. I'm not sure there's anything that I'm going to say that you would report accurately, so I'm not sure.
These are your quotes.
Yeah, you know, I'm also babbling in what I thought is a date with somebody. And my wife and I have an open relationship. That is not something I'm afraid to talk about.
No, I don't. I'm not judging your sexual choices.
I have no qualms. You can talk about my wife. You can talk about me.
I'm not. I'm judging the violating of policies that you enacted that decimated businesses and families while having sex parties.
I'm not sorry. There was one that I can remember.
And dance parties.
I went to a party.
While other people, if they would have done so, if they didn't have the luxury of government protection, could have been arrested.
In the summer of 2021, things were open.
The guidelines were 10 people or less.
Yeah, now it's dumb.
Not indoor gatherings.
Actually, by the way,
I had to be kind of sneaky about it, rented a hotel, because hotels didn't want people gathering there in line with the policy that was your architecture.
No, that's
because I was like running the entire COVID response in the city.
We can talk about the dance event, though, by the way. I wasn't actually working for the city anymore at that time. I actually officially ended my response. I officially did my break in April 30th of 2021.
Yeah.
And I was, at that time, I was purely consulting.
So just the remnants of your policy that you were violating.
Well, there are other people setting policies at that time.
Yeah, but you believe in those policies. You encourage those policies. You encourage more aggressive policies.
But there was not a gathering restriction this summer 2020, was there?
Yeah, it was 40 people or less.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought indoor dining.
And you know what? I don't blame you. It was really hard. It was really hard to keep track of that, wasn't it? At that point in time.
Well, but in the summer of 2021, were there still restrictions on?
When you were just a citizen at that point, and you have to step past the landmines laid by people like you who are now in your position.
I don't think there were restrictions on indoor gatherings, are there? I don't remember, actually, honestly. So I have to go back and look, to be sure. But no, I wasn't a city employee at that time.
What about pressure? Using mandates to pressure people and harass people. It's just to make them feel uncomfortable enough that they'll do what you want them to do. Is that how government serves our people in New York City?
I think the way government works in general I was using the speed limit example, and you sort of skip by that. You know, that's a reasonable analogy to how policies are set by government, right? We know there's a certain expectation, unfortunately, that not everybody's going to comply with the rules of law. For example, right here, there's seats, there's a lawn.
Sure.
And so, the main reason you set rules in government is so that you change,
to ruin people's lives.
You know, like people on the East Coast.
If you think that that's ruining people's lives,
with vaccines, it's like, oh, you can't get a job, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to school. It's like, I'm just going to get vaccinated.
No,
that sounds like destroying someone's life to me.
It isn't destroying people's lives, it's actually saving their lives.
Oh, okay. So it worked like a charm in New York, even though you had a higher death rate than the average across the nation?
No, if you higher than all Dallas, Miami. Are you kidding me? You don't know the numbers, man. Look at all the data on this. All of the numbers, studies that are done on this. Have you actually looked at the epidemiology data? I think we're done.
So the deaths in New York City actually were about 46,000.
Thank you very much.
558 per 100,000 residents. Miami was 13, so 494. Dallas
look at the data on the
was 284 per 100,000. So you had twice the rate.
Look at the data on after vaccines became available on the death rate. And all the studies have been done. If you actually want to look at the data on excess mortality, it is abundantly clear everywhere.
What is abundantly clear is can't get a job, can't go to school, can't go to a restaurant. This, of course, extends to running a business. I'll get a vaccine.
Example. Why? I don't understand how you don't understand the Omicron example.
Why you don't understand the freedom example while you're having gay sex parties and people are losing their livelihoods and people are losing their ability to play professional sports or, by the way, to be a manager at a local company because you decide that they should be uncomfortable and feel harassed so that they get a vaccine.
It's the same reason we have regulations on
to harass the American citizens?
No, the people in this restaurant, they have to have rules to keep track of how clean they are. Do you want all those rules?
How clean are sex parties while you're on lockdown? How clean are sex parties when you're on lockdown? Because most Americans, I would say, yeah, thanks. I got the bill, so you don't have to worry about it if that's the case.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I'm a gentleman that way. I really was hoping you'd level with me, man. It's very clear you weren't afraid of it, and it was rules for other
people. You're not actually interested in listening to things that I actually talked about. I tried to give an example about Omicron. You wanted a question about
when things change and when they don't change. You know, when things, you know, what happens when you have diseases and when there are restrictions. Like
if you could do it all over again, would you do it the same way? Or would you allow people their freedoms and not harm New York City like
single
you did?
Family home would go back.
Looking back,
I think
did you make some?
I think that everybody who worked in public health and healthcare during COVID was saving them.
It's like what we
really by harassing them and making them uncomfortable.
Our house now is kind of in the
love the flow.
Saving lives. And that's how a certain subset of our country see it.
Well there, what did you think of our friend, Mr. Varma? Isn't he a total hypocrite? I mean, while he's got the whole city locked down and coercing people, mandating people into this dangerous gene therapy, gene manipulating device or technology, he's out there indulging himself in all his sexual pleasures. I mean, it's just disgusting what these people think and do. They think they're so above that everybody else is just a peon. Rules for thee and not for me. And this is how these people live their lives. It's just, it blows my mind that there were so many people in leadership positions across this nation that acted just like that. I have a hard time believing it sometimes. It just blows my mind. But, you know, when you look at it, it's amazing that we actually got them after 3 years, 3.5 years. We actually have turned the tide in this, and we've got them to a place where they're ashamed and embarrassed about what they've done. And I just, you know, kudos to Steven Crowder for actually doing that. That was a job well done, actually exposing this guy. This was essentially the epicenter of COVID. You know, it was a trusted city, Democrat stronghold, that they could actually, you know, push all their mandates, and then with this city they could turn the tide in a few other cities and then eventually lock down the whole country. So I think this is an awesome job by Steven Crowder for actually exposing this guy. Now, I wanted to tell a story really quick of something that I experienced in, you know, this is a thing that had prolonged it, and it's continuing to prolong this. You know, I ran into a youth pastor, who actually thought that Kyrie Irving had done what he'd done. You know, he had remained unvaccinated, okay? And he made a big deal about this, and it was hurting the team, and he was just doing it as like a publicity stunt. And I just couldn't believe that another Christian, especially like a pastor, would actually have this opinion of this situation. Essentially, this Kyrie Irving's life was difficult. I mean, it was almost impossible to live because it was all over the news. And they made his life miserable, made it like a living hell. And so many Americans experience this too. But for him, he was in the news all the time. He couldn't do anything right. And then he was getting lambasted in the social media and everything else. And it just, you know, here we come full circle. And this guy admits that he intentionally tried to make Kyrie Irving's life a living hell. So I think this is beautiful that this is being exposed. And now everything that Kyrie Irving did was because of his devout belief in Christ. And he is not a hypocrite like this Dr. Varma is. He's actually somebody that lived out his belief, held to it. He just shines forth integrity, you know, morals. And he sets a perfect example of how somebody should be brave and courageous. And, you know, that this is a great thing for everybody else to see, that in the end, you know, good does prevail. And so anyway, I just want to put that out for Kyrie Irving for setting a good example. And then in my life too, you know, I've been drastically persecuted for my belief in Christ and not having, you know, this, you know, a gene therapy product that's grown, essentially grown in HEK cells, you know, human embryonic kidney cells. And, you know, to me, it's like a participating child sacrifice. I'm sure that was similar to Kyrie Irving. So, you know, there was no way I was going to participate in that. And it shows that I have a true belief and actually follow through with that conviction and that belief. And if you don't have a belief, I mean, what are you if you don't have a belief system that you're going to follow? You just end up being a hypocrite to yourself all the time. So ultimately, this is why this is a faith report. It's about believers actually following through with their beliefs and setting the example for others to follow. And I just want to share with you in Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14, it says this. It says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Let me say that again. And this is verse 11. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret. But all these things, but all these things that are exposed are made manifest by light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." And that ends, that's Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14. So hopefully you've found this segment enlightening. It's a little shorter than what we normally do, but hopefully it was jam-packed with information. It's actually showing that there is, the tide is turning now in the whole mandate battle, that the evil ones are being exposed and they're having to deal with the fact that they actually committed harm on the American people or their countrymen, and that there is accountability coming. So I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Like I said at the beginning, I will give you plenty of links to these videos where you can actually watch them, and some other stories about Kyrie Irving and what he experienced and what he's going through, or especially now that the tide is turning in his specific situation. So I will, those will be down below when you watch this. We just want to thank the donors. Go ahead and sign up to give donations or sign up for our newsletter. Those who've donated have helped our nation's finest fight for our rights. And we say thank you so much for that. You can go to www.truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade. We are silent no more. Sign up for our email alerts. Check out our resources that we provide, from medical advice to ministry help and constitutional right information. We just thank you so much for being with us and supporting the Truth for Health Foundation. This is Major Mike signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade. We are silent no more. We urge you to sign up for our email alerts, donate to support our legal defense work to secure the human and civil rights secured by law, and to live our lives in accordance with the U.S. Constitution and God's truth. We are here to bring you hope and solutions for such a time as this, with all that is assaulting our way of life. Join us and stand strong against the lies and deception, and speak out. Get loud, get involved. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.